The topic today is realization, and it sits in the context of being the middle step of a five-step process. And so let's do a little review of what's come before today that will help catch up those who weren't here for before today. I did do a brochure for this month, as I always do, but I left them at home. So you'll have to come to the second study group on realization to get the brochure on realization this month. But you do have a handout to take home with you today, which is a summary of the steps of spiritual mind treatment. And the spiritual mind treatment is the form of affirmative prayer that Ernest Holmes taught and is the basis of the practice of science of mind along with meditation. And so I was thinking about this a lot this month, as I always do, and I had some conversations with some friends that illustrated to me that as they were thinking about spiritual mind treatment, and there was more than one person who told me this, that they saw the realization step as the power step. That was the place where you were building to on the road to doing the treatment. Step three is realization. And that's not how I understand spiritual mind treatment. So I want to start again from the beginning, step by step. In January, we talked about the law and prayer, and how the law of attraction governs the way the universe works. And the way that we think is reflected by the world that we see. That what we actually perceive is a reflection of our beliefs and our thoughts. And we can't see anything we don't believe. So, you know, we say, I'll believe it when I see it. But actually, you can't see it until you believe it. So you need to have the shift in the belief before you can have the outside world reflect that shift. And so that's how the law works. And what prayer does is help us focus on the shift we want to make, where we want to move our beliefs in order to understand more clearly the way the universe works in a positive, loving environment, which is what we in Science of Mind believe that spirit or God is. Now, when the practitioners pray, Judy and Pita and I and Gail, we've been studying Science of Mind for years, and we've been hearing the word God used in a very broad way for so long, we've become used to it. And we no longer ouch it, the way I once did, at least, where I felt that God was not what I wanted to think about, even. I wanted to avoid that thought altogether, and for a goodly part of 20 years, I either called myself an atheist or an agnostic. And then I discovered that there was a way of understanding spirit that was not judgmental, not punishing or quirky, but rather impersonal and infallible. That there was a law that worked in the universe that really was dependable and consistent, and a reflection of the infinite loving nature of God. That there was a law and a love that made up spirit that surrounded us with caring. And in that caring, we were free to think and to see a reflection back in life of what we thought. So that takes us through January. And in February, we talked about step one, which is recognition. And step one is saying what God is to us. And it's a portal, it's a doorway, it's an invitation and an opening to explore the possibilities of how good God could get. And whether you call it spirit or all that is, or the force or energy or life or love or music, whatever you call it, that divine nature exists. I believe it exists. And believing it exists has really helped me in my life. And so I do this work because I think believing it exists and exploring that existence can help other people do it and have a life that works. And so these are my responses. Okay, you will have different responses, but this list is my responses to spiritual mind treatment. So step one is God is. And so a statement you can make is spirit is amazing. And I am just blown away that this divine energy is all-powerful and all-loving and all-knowing and ever-creative and infinitely present. That really turns me on, and I say, wow, cool, there is that. That inspires me. I feel inspired. And step two is unification. So not only is God that, but wow, whatever that is that I say God is, I am that. That's a double wow for me. It's like, whoa, cool. That's a little disorienting. If I've made this first step really big and really exciting, then when I say I am that, it's like I should have goosebumps all over my body to know that that's true. And then I learned this one from Pita, who is a wonderful teacher. If this and this is true, then life is good. Therefore, life is good. And so step three is relaxing into a conclusion. The main event in spiritual mind treatment is step one and two. If you can really get it that I am spirit, and the qualities of spirit, love and light and abundance and grace and peace and joy and fullness and clarity and health and energy are the qualities of spirit, and I am that, then those things are in me. They may not yet have been revealed through me as me because of the belief systems I have that block that revelation in this moment. But I can change my beliefs. And as I change my beliefs, I see the life is good part. I see the unfolding of that therefore taking place. It's an inevitable conclusion. If I really know who I am, my life gets better. And if it's not getting better yet, it means I don't know who I am yet, and I need to spend more time in step one and two, and more time contemplating what God is. And when Ernest Holmes talked about that, he talked about loosening the boundaries of our understanding of who we are and expanding our spiritual territory. Knowing more fully that infinite, eternal spirit of who we are. That divine incarnation that we are. Each one of us, everyone, everything being spirit. And yet spirit being beyond everything. Not in the trees and in the stars and in the wind and in the sparkles on the water, but also beyond that, the creative life force that punches through those peas and makes them grow and allows that orderly progression of the seasons and the fact that we start out as babies and we grow through life. Those things are part of that divine understanding, that divine order. And as we contemplate the magic of life, think about your body. When was the last time you had to figure out how to create the surface of your eye in such a way that you could see? The fact that we are and that the things that we are happen is amazing. And if we can live life from a place of wonder and amazement, we can appreciate everything, and we can know that life is good right now. And as we know life is good right now, life gets better because that's what we see. Because we see what we think, what we believe. So step three, realization, is in some way saying life is good. It may be saying I have a wonderful job. It may be saying I have great relationships. It may be saying I am feeling energized today. It may be saying that everything I need is here. I have a home to live in. I have food to eat. I have what I want in my life. I have creative expression. I have spiritual experiences. There is no limit to what we can treat about, because what we're treating is our own mind, our own understanding. We are doing this process of remembering what we already know inside us, deeply inside us. There is that which knows. And as we come into harmony with that which we really know inside, it starts to resonate. We start having those goosebumpy, synchronistic experiences that show we're in the flow. And there are times when we feel like, wow, this is so easy. This is so easy. When was the last time you had a moment when nothing was wrong? There was a time in my life I had none of those moments. And now those moments are a very big part of my life. Most of the time I know that all is well and life is good and that there's more good coming. And yeah, I get disconnected and I forget. And I have loving friends in this community who remind me, and I remember again. So we do forget sometimes. But we have this tool, spiritual mind treatment. We have meditation. And it comes around, and it keeps coming around. And the more often it comes around, and the more often we go back to source, and we derive all the rest from that statement that spirit is amazing and I am that, then it gets much easier to find the beauty in today, to see the love growing. And so then step 4 and 5, which we'll be going on to the next 2 months, step 4 is Thanksgiving. And so we say, I'm grateful. We say, I appreciate this because it feels good. When everything is done, we are so grateful for life being good. And so we feel that in step 4, and step 5 is, I'm finished, let's go play. It's relax, release, let go. We don't have to spend our whole day praying. We are here to pray and play. So let's pray and then go play and have a good time. And so life can be good. We can take the enjoyment from this moment, whether what we're doing is called working, or whether what we're doing is called playing, if what we're doing is resting, that's good. If we're, whatever we're doing, there is a way to enjoy that moment, a way to love this life that we're living. And the way I see it is that God has chosen to be me today. God also has chosen to be everyone else here. I am not uniquely gifted in this way. If you think I'm the only one who's God, they lock you up. If you think we're all God, you get to stay out on the street longer. And so it's a chance to experiment with thinking about who you are every single time you do a treatment. We are not memorizing rote prayers. What we're doing is exploring the spiritual side of life. And the spiritual side of life turns out to be all the life there is. There is no life independent of spirit. There is no world independent of spirit. The world is the manifestation of spirit. The life we're living is the manifestation of spirit within us, reflected back to us at the level of our belief. So if you want to change the reflection, you have to change the belief. You have to change the thought that goes out, that comes back to you as life. So when I looked at realization, I remembered that so many ministers fall back on the dictionary, and that if they want to talk about a word, they talk about the derivation of the word. And I rarely do that, but it seemed worth checking out this time. And it thrilled me when I saw it. It was one of those synchronistic moments, because I-Z-E at the end of a word means to cause, to be, or become. So realize is to cause, to be, or become real, which is exactly what we're talking about, creating the becoming real belief that allows whatever we're declaring to actually be real in our lives. And so I'm thinking, Ernest Holmes was good. He picked a really good word for realization step. And then it got even better because the second one was to treat or regard as, like in the word idolize. So we are treating it as real. As we do spiritual mind treatment, we are treating this thing that we are declaring to be real as real. We are treating it as real. I love that. I thought that was really good. And ation means the action or process of, and or the result or product of. So realization is the action of making real. And that is the action we are taking. Doing this prayer is the action we are taking to allow our beliefs to align with our intention and to see it made real in our lives. So it's done unto us as we believe. What we realize becomes our reality. And so every time we have one of those ahas and we realize something new, our reality changes. And not only does it happen when we have that aha of the mind, but it happens when we have that aha of the heart. When we connect with that which is love, when we connect with that which touches us and brings us to a place of greater softness and kindness and caring. So we are realizing more of that as we have our ahas and our ahs. And so the power that we have to realize comes from step one and step two, becoming in alignment with the divine nature of who we are. And that is the pump that pushes our realization, our making real into the law. We are not forcing something to happen. We are not pushing it. What we are doing is using leverage. We are using the leverage of alignment with spirit to be the thing that pushes forth so that we don't have to go out and force things to happen in our lives. We can align with energy that draws things to us in powerful ways. And so spiritual mind treatment is a powerful process. And it's one that as we learn it and as we practice it, we can allow it to be an adventure in consciousness. And that's how it feels to me. I have been praying every day in this way for close to 20 years now. And every time I do a prayer, particularly when I do a prayer out loud, which I do often because I teach classes and I do ministry of prayer work and I talk to clients and so I'm always treating out loud. And so often when I do a prayer, I have an aha or an ah in step one. Because God is infinite. And there is no end to the possibilities of the exploration of what source is. So if I'm creative, If this is an exploration in my creativity and my willingness and my receptivity, each time I do a treatment to understand God, to feel God, to love as God at a more powerful level, then I am allowing that divine nature to flow through me as this process each time I do a prayer. Adds a lot of potency to the prayers. And I see a lot of results from the prayers that I do. So I'm doing something right. Ernest Holmes said, if you don't believe this, it isn't going to work. But you won't believe it until you try it and see if it works. So give it a try. That's why it's called science of mind. It's experimental. See if it makes a difference. If it doesn't, throw it out and find something else that does, because it isn't right for you. We're not trying to convert anybody here. We're offering an opportunity to experiment with something that works for a lot of people and may be a double wow for you in your life, as it has been for me and mine. And so I offer you that invitation to explore realization by pumping up recognition and unification, step one and two. And then relaxing into the therefore, as our friend Pita teaches, to know that it's already done at that point. And then just to be grateful and let go. Ah, feels good. And so it is.
And so it is. Yeah. Yeah.